Hello, lovely. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar, fabulous vocabulary for your high IELTS score, bad nine score. Rory, look at yourself. You've got bags under your eyes. Come on. What have you been doing?
Hey, I was just packing my bag before I go away for the weekend.
What are we going to be talking about, dear listener? What's the coincidence of the day, huh?
Is it bags?
Bags. Bags, bags, bags. What a lovely IELTS speaking part one topic. Yes, dear listener, let's talk about bags. Do you like bags?
I mean, I like them as a practical way to carry things. But as a fashion accessory, I'm a bit lost in that regard, to be honest. I don't know how people make choices in that regard. I just like it when they have a lot of pockets and compartments.
What kinds of bags do you like?
I think I've only ever owned backpacks and rucksacks, if I'm honest. I just like the fact that you can fling things in them and then sling them over your shoulder and you're pretty good to go, to be honest.
Do you have different bags for different occasions?
Not really, no. I have a gym backpack and I have a work backpack, and then I've got a slightly larger rucksack for longer journeys, but I haven't made one of those in a while, so it's kind of, it just sits there now. It's an ornament almost.
Do you usually carry a bag when you go out?
Well, no, but I don't have that much stuff to lug around, to be honest. It's only when I have an overnight stay or when I go on holiday that I'll have one.
What do you usually put in your bag?
Well, whenever I do have one, it's usually stuffed with clothes and toiletries and other miscellaneous items that I can't carry on my person. Like my laptop, for example, I can't drag that around with me. Although my current one is so small that I probably could if I wanted to. And then if we're talking about the tote bags that I used for shopping, then obviously they're filled with shopping.
What factors do you consider when you buy a bag?
Like I said, it's the number of pockets and compartments, really. I need to have a lot because there's lots of different bits and pieces I put in them. And something durable, something that can really go the distance because, I like having something that's not going to fall apart that I have to worry about replacing. And, something waterproof because, just given the weather conditions that I have to put up with, it's kind of essential.
We've got our premium episodes, and this week, Rory is describing some good news he heard from others. And in Speaking Part 3, we're discussing sharing information and news in general. Do check out our premium episodes for more quality, more gorgeous grammar and vocabulary. The links are in the description. Hey, dear listener! So, bags! Aren't you excited about bags?
I am very excited for bags.
Yeah, Rory is excited about bags. And you know what? When the examiner asks you a question like, do you like bags? You can crack a joke like, oh, you mean like bags under my eyes? Because this bit when you don't sleep and you have bags under your eyes. Rory, do you have bags under your eyes?
Well, I was about to say, what if you're like me and you don't have bags under your eyes?
If you don't have enough sleep, so you can have them, right? So you can crack a joke. So, dear listener, bags under our eyes. And here we go. Bags are a fashion accessory. So this is the word for you, a fashion accessory. And we know that a proper look is not complete without a designer bag. A designer bag like Gucci, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Chanel, so we call them designer bags. Rory, of course, doesn't own one. So bags are a practical way to carry things. So we carry things in our bags. And also people make choices about different bags. And you can say something about fashion, like, oh yes, I love bags. Bags are the most important accessory to keep up with fashion along with clothes. Yeah. So we keep up with trends, like fashion, using different bags. And you also can say that like women's handbags are considered as a fashion statement, right? So for ladies, women's handbags, so careful, a woman, women's handbags, right? So make sure that you do mention some kinds of bags, right? Rory mentioned backpacks and rucksacks.
Yes. What's the difference?
I think a rucksack is more, like a school kind of bag.
Oh, really? I think the big difference is backpacks are smaller and for personal, like journeys or work, for example, whereas a rucksack is bigger and goes up mountains and things like that.
So, dear listener, if you're not sure, you just can call it a bag. Anything is a bag. But to be more specific, so a rucksack, a backpack, right, for men. Also, if you're a man, you can say something about wallets. Wallets are kinds of bags. So you put your money in a wallet.
Bags of money.
For ladies. Ladies, we have so many different kinds and names for bags. So make sure you Google and then you choose maybe like two or three names. So to give you some, we can say something like a handbag, designer handbag, like a Prada handbag. Even if you don't have it, just say it. Also, clutch bag, a clutch, like a small clutch, you know, for the evening dress and stuff, a clutch. Or a purse, right? So a clutch bag or a purse. Also, Rory showed us a tote bag, okay? So a tote bag or a shopping bag. It's kind of like a large open bag with two handles. So these are called handles. And yeah, a tote bag. Also, we have a cross body bag. A cross body bag. Across your body. Yeah, I know. You see? But this is cool because this is specific vocabulary, topic specific vocabulary for your band 9. And also you can say like the belt bag is really fashionable now. So the belt, you just go wear it like here on your waist. Yeah, so the belt bag. Rory told us that you can fling things in the bag. So you fling things. So you just like, you throw things into the bag, right? So you fling things and you sling them over your shoulder. Am I correct? You just like put it on your shoulder, you sling them?
Well, you're slinging very gently. Clearly with my bags, you'd be like throwing it over my shoulder and being like, yeah, I can just do that. I treat my stuff like rubbish because it's very durable. And I believe there was an idiom about durability.
Oh.
Yeah. Something that can go the distance. Just something that will last over a very long distance or a very long period of time. Bags can go the distance because they are durable. If you go the distance with a person, it means that your friendship is strong and lasts for a long time.
We can use different bags for different occasions. Occasions like events, different days. So for example, if you go to the gym, if I go to the gym, I usually carry a backpack or a rucksack, yeah, or a slightly larger rucksack, right? So ladies, we can say again, if I go out, I carry a clutch or a handbag or a purse or... again, like the belt bag, right? Or I carry my tote bag, my shopping bag, all over the place when I'm out and about. Lug around, Robbie. What did you mean by lug around? A phrasal verb?
It is a phrasal verb. And if you like phrasal verbs, then you know exactly what I'm about to say. successwithielts.com/podcourses. Get your phrasal verb. If you lug something around, it means that you have filled your bag with stuff and it's very heavy and difficult to carry around easily. So lugging around, like, it's difficult to carry.
Could you give us another example with lug around?
I don't like to lug around a lot of stuff with me, so I only carry my phone, my earbuds, and the spare battery.
Can I say that I do love to lug around a lot of stuff with me?
I don't really think that people enjoy the experience of lugging stuff around. You might say I like to carry around a lot of things with me. Because if you use lug around, it means it's heavy and it's not an enjoyable experience.
We usually carry different things in our bags. And Rory kind of, he didn't say anything about like keys, wallets, money, cards, phones, right? Like he goes like, oh yeah, I carry clothes.
But I did use a nice verb. It's stuffed with clothes. So it's just like stuffed, like put them in there.
My bag is stuffed with clothes. Or ladies, we carry so many things. For example, what? Medicines, cosmetics, perfume.
Women carry so much stuff with them. It is insane. I don't know how you get anything done.
Other valuables, right? So things in our bags are called valuables, like value, valuables we need on a daily basis, right? So, and we can put toiletries. What do you say, toiletries?
Toiletries, yes. Toiletries are things that you use to get ready after you have a shower, I guess. So things like deodorant. I'm a man, so my choices are limited. Deodorant, shower gel, shampoo, conditioner. That's like the four things that I have.
What about for women? It's the same, like toiletries?
How on earth would I know?
No, but we call them the same, like toiletries, not cosmetics.
No, cosmetics would be things that you apply to your face in order to make you look more beautiful. Toiletries are things you use in the bathroom to clean yourself without putting too much of a point on it.
And you can also say other miscellaneous items. Like anything could go in our bag, well, you know. So other miscellaneous items, like, oh, I have a stone. You know.
Why do you have a Oh, never mind. I'm going to get too much. If you're a normal person, other miscellaneous items could include earbuds, your flash drive, or your charger cable.
Another synonym you can use for carry your bag with you, you can say drag your bag with you. So, oh, I have to drag this nice but heavy bag with me. Drag it with me. When Rory buys a bag, he checks out the number of pockets.
Yes.
Because a bag has different pockets and compartments. Oh, it was my birthday, by the way. So whoever wants to give a present, just a bag, you know, a nice bag. Well, you know my style. So yeah, I would just take, I would be so happy to get a bag or your premium, like your money for our premium. Because whenever you invest in our premium, we get the money, I get the money, some money. Well, not a lot now because not all people in the world have bought our premium yet.
But if you did, that would be great.
Anyway, if you want to give me a bag, just check out our premium episodes. The link is in the description, okay?
If you don't believe in buying Maria bags, I would like to point out that I spend the money on practical things, like earbuds, for example.
When you pick a bag, when you choose a bag, you should make sure that it's durable. So durable, it can last, you know, for many years, like my Nike bag, so it's durable, or it can really go the distance. Yeah. So if a bag goes the distance, it can last forever. Right, Rory?
Yes. Well, it can last for a long time, maybe not forever. Although I'm looking at my bags now, they've gone the distance so far.
Also, a bag could be waterproof. So being waterproof, durable, also you can say, well, durability. So durable, and the noun is durability, is one of the factors to consider when you buy a bag. Also style and affordability, dear listener. So if you can afford the bag or not afford the bag, right? So durability, style, and affordability. Rory, are you ready for the wrap-up joke? We started with a bags joke and we should finish on a high note.
Do I have a choice?
No, mm-mm.
Okay, let's wrap it up and get this one in the bag. There we go. That's my pun for the episode. Come on, then.
What do bears in Turkey... Bears, like animals. What do bears in Turkey say when they see tourists in sleeping bags? Sleeping bags, you know? So what do bears in Turkey say when they see tourists in sleeping bags? Kebab wrap.
Oh...
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious for you.
Kebab wrap. Wrap is like a wrap. So bears, they are hungry. They see a tourist. A tourist is in a sleeping bag, you know, a bag when you go out in the mountains, you sleep in a sleeping bag like this. And bear is like, oh, yum, 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 tourist kebab wrap. And it happens in Turkey. Turkish listeners, please tell me it's hilarious.
In 3 weeks, I'm going to Turkey. So, Turkish listeners and viewers, if you are offended by Maria's jokes, please just understand that I share your pain and I'm not responsible for the content that she adds to the episodes.
Check out our premium and the course on phrasal verbs. The links are in the description. Bye.
Bye.
Do you like bags?
I mean, I like them as a practical way to carry things, but as a fashion accessory, I'm a bit lost in that regard, to be honest. I don't know how people make choices in that regard. I just like it when they have a lot of pockets and compartments.
What kinds of bags do you like?
I think I've only ever owned backpacks and rucksacks, if I'm honest. I just like the fact that you can fling things in them and then sling them over your shoulder and you're pretty good to go, to be honest.
Do you have different bags for different occasions?
Not really, no. I have a gym backpack and I have a work backpack. And then I've got a slightly larger rucksack for longer journeys, but I haven't made one of those in a while, so it's kind of... It just sits there now. It's an ornament, almost.
Do you usually carry a bag when you go out?
Well, no, but I don't have that much stuff to lug around, to be honest. It's only when I have an overnight stay or when I go on holiday that I'll have one.
What do you usually put in your bag?
Well, whenever I do have one, it's usually stuffed with clothes and toiletries and other miscellaneous items that I can't carry on my person. Like my laptop, for example, I can't drag that around with me. Although my current one is so small that I probably could if I wanted to. And then if we're talking about the tote bags that I used for shopping, then obviously they're filled with shopping.
What factors do you consider when you buy a bag?
Like I said, it's the number of pockets and compartments, really. I need to have a lot because there's lots of different bits and pieces I put in them. And something durable, something that can really go the distance because, I like having something that's not going to fall apart that I have to worry about replacing. And, something waterproof because, just given the weather conditions that I have to put up with, it's kind of essential.